But no, I just happened to be around him and his kids.
And he got you sick?
I think he did.
How?
Yeah, I got.
That was a good question.
Were you engaging in any?
We were not intimate. We were not drinking at each other. We were not intimate.
She said that was her homeboy.
No, we're really, that's just a homeboy. But no, that's how I think. But the type of job he has, like he's in and out of other people's houses and stuff. So I think that he might have came in contact. But now, where they say some people got bad, like I said, I didn't get any. I was straight.
Yeah, I
now,
didn't
him,
get any either.
I thought that man was going to die. Like,
did his kids catch it?
Nope. That's my kids, crazy. Nobody, it was nobody but him and I. But when I say the way he was, like how you see on TV, that's like, I didn't know he was going to make it.
Anika,
that's crazy.
Put your mic closer to you.
Oh, I'm going.
I know you don't like to talk.
Well, see, it's the couch.
You got Shay. A pillow right there you can put on your back.
Oh, yeah.
Who was you, who was I'm you not with doing nothing at Atlantic, weird on this. Where were you at? Who
believe
was you
me,
with?
I'm not. That. Believe me, I'm not.
I don't know
who
that.
Was you with?
My best friend, his brother, his cousin.
And who was taking the pictures?
It was a whole bunch of people there.
No.
Well, not a whole bunch.
Who were you with?
I flew on the plane by myself.
Let's get the show on
welcome
the road.
To, we have already gotten the show on the road. Welcome to
I gotta
the,
leave soon.
Okay. Shay,
I gotta go to the
Shay
store,
baby over here about to lose her life.
Welcome to the... Welcome. I heard you. You got to go to the grocery store. Oh, we're going to get into you, too, because we heard...
The grocery store is closed.
Yeah. No, not Kroger. They close at 12. 8.
That's what she called it, the grocery store.
She going to get groceries, all right.
I got other groceries, too, but, you know.
Okay.
But
welcome.
I'm trying to prance again.
Welcome.
Is it?
Hey, this... y'all are crazy. Hey,
welcome to the
Seriously Out of Pocket podcast. episode 2, man. It's your host. I changed my name.
Are you going through identity crisis?
Yeah, I'm King. Ooh. I'm King Rolling the Third now.
Okay, King Rolling the Third.
Yeah. What's up, ladies? How you doing?
Hey.
How was y'all weekends? We were already in the middle of Shay, so we can go back into her rendezvous.
Yes, it was.
It was a family gathering. What, I ain't close? It was a family gathering.
Oh, I had your mic down. That's what. That's the problem.
Turn me down.
Now. Okay.
It better have been a family gathering.
Of all people.
It was a nice
with nothing
family
but family.
Gathering, you know. We relaxed and made good memories.
Did you?
Good memories.
You look rather fly. I love the mask.
I don't give them too much all the time, just every boom.
I love the mask. I try not to post y'all too much, but when y'all post fly pics like that, I
better get on the mask is $9.99.
Oh, wasn't it like Gucci or something like that? Yeah.
It's on your page.
It matched my travel
Yep.
It's on your page.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
That's so fitting of you.
Yes, I am.
Huh?
That's so fitting of you.
What?
To match the mask with the travel bag.
Oh, yeah, I had my backpack, my duffel. Yes.
Oh, wow.
But I had a great weekend.
See, I went to what, Atlantic City?
Well, flew into Connecticut, drove over the next day to Atlantic City, stopped in Jersey City and New York on the way back, came back to Connecticut and just vibed. It was good.
That better be all she did.
Oh, who did?
It better be all she did.
Yeah.
Wow.
But this weekend is Gay Black Atlanta Pride.
Oh, for
is
God.
It really?
It's every Labor Day weekend.
So that means like 350,000 people about to have COVID come Monday?
Nah, it's not going to be as many people as because they kind of a few months ago was like, oh, we ain't going to do nothing. And then kind of at the last minute, they got this whole itinerary. So
hell, Atlanta itself got 250,000.
I will be at the day, a couple of day parties, you know.
We're going to be right there together because
so
I got to watch
her. Socially distance.
With a
know
mask.
Know what I'm saying? We're
going to have matching shirts.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Wow.
Why we can't have matching shirts for Gay Pride?
We can pillow talk in matching shirts.
No, we're going to have matching shirts at Gay Pride.
I'm wearing button-ups. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, we're going to have a matching button-up. We're going to be twinning.
I'm only going to be a dope boy on one of them days with my grills in.
Wow. I forgot. This is like usually the biggest weekend in Atlanta. Yeah. Because college football is not So usually it's like three big games that weekend.
Ain't no games.
Dragon Con or Comic Con.
Yeah. Comic Con or something.
Yeah, and Black Gay Pride Week. I used to make a killing when I drove Lyft.
Yeah. Do they do that twice a year?
It's twice a year.
Like in the earlier year.
Yeah, it's one huge one, and then there's another one that comes. But yeah.
I want to know what Champagne was doing this weekend.
Yeah, Champagne, how was your weekend? Catching COVID?
Sucking off the same straw as her homie.
Wait, what did I miss?
Whoa. I don't know what the hell she talking about.
I don't require all that.
But
so I don't know what
my weekend was good. I didn't do anything this weekend. I actually stayed home all weekend and studied.
Good.
I wasn't running the streets like the whole next week.
So, gosh.
Wow.
Did school just start for you, or did you just start? How long?
For me, yeah. It started on the 24th.
So how's it? You acclimated?
I wish I could see my face right now. It's cool.
Oh, you wasn't online.
It's cool.
When the last time you been in school?
The last time I've been in school? What are you reading?
No, I'm getting ready to go live for like a hot second.
I regret every time I go back. No. You think about it, you'd be like, why did I do this?
No, when was the last time I was in school? I just finished a degree like in August.
June.
Oh, so you fresh out of school.
You should something be like good. That.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I ain't been to school since 2004.
Oh, no.
Oh, good Lord.
No, I was just
there. I ain't been since, like...
You just since graduated two- last year.
First of all,
I know he gonna
you
have
got out of grade school, okay?
You know what? I haven't been since 2017.
Y'all about to
17.
Kill me.
17.
That was just last year, right?
Bruh.
Since you decided to open your mouth, how was your weekend?
Look, I ain't do nothing but work.
She was being a thought.
Oh.
Hey, be careful.
I'm just saying, be careful how you move your hand because you're going to scratch yourself with that ring on your finger. You
know, wait a minute, let me see. What?
You getting married on us?
No.
That's a little private.
Whoa, you got a boyfriend.
A new one.
Since when?
Huh?
Since when?
It's been a month and like...
Oh, he knew new.
He a different nationality too.
Y'all had sex yet?
He a what? Yeah.
Wow.
So how is it for his nationality?
He a different nationality or race?
He's Spanish. His race.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he almost black.
How did you
blush him? He's Peruvian.
Uh-huh.
Tell him let me get a plate.
They got the good hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
yes. I buy my Peruvian bundles
now. He
likes
to spoil. When I say, I'm like, look, I'm not used to that. I'm used to being independent. And
fuck your independence. Let that man spend that bread.
Right. And I got to understand that.
No, you don't spend no bread on me.
Because I ain't him.
tell me a little bit. How did you meet this guy?
Met at work.
They met on POS.
Oh, no.
No, listen. We met at work, but he's only going to be there temporarily because he works for Delta. And Delta is
his work.
No, but they don't know him.
Oh,
we do.
So
not.
That's his primary job. So he ain't got to be where he's at the second job where I met him. But I told him, I said, look, I'm not trying to date nobody I work with. I'm not trying to, like, none of that.
Is that a rule?
Damn right.
I've been through that situation. And I learned from it. And I was like, I'm not going back.
Like, doing shit where you eat.
Okay.
I'm not going back. I told myself I'm not going back because it can be some crazy.
What if you just want to smash something where you don't? Okay.
But this man was so persistent. I was just like, eventually.
That's them Hispanics, them Latinos. For you.
And I told him, I said, look, I just got out of something. I'm not trying to.
Oh, girl, you done fell for the okie doke. Talking about you just got out of something, but y'all in a relationship. You call him your boyfriend?
So, I'm going to tell you how that happened.
He looked at you and said, you're mine.
No, he was like, okay, I'll wait for you. I understand, you know, you dealing with somebody trying to figure out what y'all doing. Da, da, da,
that's
da.
The ultimate setup.
But this man, he was like not stopping. And it wasn't annoying, but I told him, I left him alone. Like, he kept hitting me up. I left him alone. I was ignoring him. I was being a witch. All of those things. And he still kept trying.
Can you hold that thought for
like
a little
a
bit?
Movie story.
No. Because, I mean, if you go back and look at the thread, hold that thought, okay? Because I want to come back to
hold
that.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He didn't say
hold
thoughts.
That thought.
Hold that thought.
That's what he said.
I didn't say hold that, you thought.
Yes, she did.
No, I didn't. Hold that thought, because I want to get into that. That's actually our main topic tonight.
What? Okay.
Oh. Yeah, since nobody... Well, I guess we had other main topics, but that was the relationship topic I wanted to get into tonight. And what did I even do this weekend? I don't think I did nothing. I'm working on a new show with some guys. I'm being asked to produce another show. Outside of that, just softball games, being a full-time dad...
Okay. You have to tell us when our niece what's our niece schedule. So,
she got game tomorrow night at Pebblebrook.
So we can
really?
Up.
Yeah, I think
not
they
old school.
Yeah, because I'm gonna pop up and embarrass her.
Why are you always trying to embarrass somebody? You can't embarrass me.
That's her middle name.
You might want to kill me afterwards, but you can't embarrass me.
Oh,
but yeah, we're gonna pop up on niece's game.
Okay, that'd be awesome, man.
What time?
5:30.
What's they colors?
Damn.
Maroon and white.
I ain't wearing that. Gray and blue. We don't wear maroon.
I got an appointment.
You said, what's the colors?
Maroon and white.
You got what?
I got an appointment. Bye.
What kind of appointment?
I got a laser.
I'm driving in there.
No.
That boy said, I want it baby smooth.
No, I got a laser appointment at 5.
For like, LASIK. Oh, nah. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Did you hear me say baby okay. bottom smooth?
You okay just, sitting the way you sitting right now?
No, it's just laser lipo.
Okay.
Oh, see now. Nah,
anyways,
as you in champagne, as you in champagne.
Why are you doing laser lipo and you like going
champagne
to
champagne getting new booty?
Laser like, lipo don't work though. Just FYI.
I don't like
yeah,
them,
I do.
Them,
it's been working for me.
I hated laser lipo.
So yeah. Hold on. Whoa, you've been getting lipo?
Laser lipo, non-invasive. It actually works. For
there
me.
Is nothing wrong with invasive lipo.
I know.
What does that
I
mean? It doesn't ask you any questions.
Doing.
It don't look you in the eyes.
No, laser lipo or laser captivity, whatever. Like, I've done it before. So, it's just basically they're burning the fat cells inside of you. And the mm-hmm. goal is for you to drink your water or go exercise to basically remove the toxins out of you. If you don't, it just forms back into fat pockets.
Why are you
whereas invasive would be what I did. As far
completely.
As you getting cut on.
It looks you in the eyes when it...
No, boy.
No, I'm asleep. I was asleep when I had mine,
you
so...
Yeah.
And
you
ain't...
The
they didn't, like, numb you?
You know how
I was asleep.
You,
I went to sleep. I had
a turkey?
Oh,
but
like,
see, I had a full tummy tuck, muscle repair. I had the whole nine.
Did they treat you like a turkey?
Teach
I don't
on.
Know what the fuck.
I
but when I got up, baby, my stomach is still flat to this day.
They
I don't
cut
their
asses up like a turducken, okay?
A wow. turducken.
That's how them pictures came out like that.
I will say one thing about this weekend that I did learn. And I wrote this down, and I'm about to
you
go into.
You know,
no.
you gotta write stuff down that he's still gonna mess up when
no,
you read.
No, I'm not.
It. Messed up already.
And Champagne, we kind of touched on this. I believe that. Really believe this after this weekend that God will show you when it's time to move in faith and trust Him. And what I'm doing has to work. I guess that could have been the quote of the day, too, huh?
Quote of the day.
But my quote of the day is, you're never too young or too old to be walking in your purpose.
I agree.
Okay,
with
yeah,
I
agree.
So,
because Shay over here oldest.
1% tile. All
right.
Not you, baby.
I do have an icebreaker because I do want to get into some of these topics.
Don't mess it up.
Now, this icebreaker, Anike, you probably don't know nothing about.
You're going to stop trying her like that.
It's from it's from this game called the 90s.
oh, wow.
And I found one of these cue cards in there, and it says, I want to test y'all pimping. In the 1990s, hold on, is that Eddie?
Probably
go
was.
Ahead. I'm sorry. I'm working. Eddie, you are not. He's working on that number three. Never mind.
Man.
In the 90s, you had to remember all of your friends' phone numbers. So, name three of your friends and share their phone numbers out loud.
You crazy fuck.
Okay, just yell a number.
Name three of my friends and share their numbers?
Yeah. Do you remember any of those old numbers from back in the day?
No, my mama the only one I know who got the same house number and the same cell phone number.
She still got a house number?
She does.
I'm going to say yes because all of our numbers are still the same.
Okay, so that wasn't
except
really.
But you're talking about a cell phone. My friends ain't had no cell phone.
I'm talking about the rotary.
That was their house phone.
Did y'all have? Did
I only
have?
Remember one, but we didn't have rotaries.
Okay.
Yeah, that was before my time.
I was.
I know what one is, but we didn't have one.
Really, don't play me like that. Like
we had cordless phones.
We had a cordless phone.
But it wasn't a rotary.
You know what my mama used to do?
Take it and hide it.
Man, One night she left the house, and I'm thinking I'm slick talking on the phone with my little girlfriend, and the phone just starts getting staticky. She done got in her purse and left to like the county fair that night, and anyways, man.
I'm thankful my mom always had two phones. She left. We had our own line, and then the house had a line.
She got us our own line.
All right. First subject I want to talk about tonight, Ms. Champagne. I will no longer on this show tolerate any more Brandy slander.
First of all, Brandy tried it.
B-Rocker.
Brandy tried it. First of all, listen.
Team Brandy.
She tried it with that ugly ass hippie outfit.
Are y'all mad?
She tried it with them doggone knockoff Monica
had
shoes.
It on, they wouldn't mind.
I think she was being petty with
them. No, them first of all, them shoes, when I looked at them, I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was my grandma. People, you know them little white slippers, them little house slippers your grandma had?
Yeah.
Until I saw her stand up and it had a heel on it. And I said,
everybody she got a little knockoff. The jacket and the shoes.
She got a little knockoff Monica
shoes. They're designer, and if somebody else had them on, it would be all over them.
Minus that, if Brandy read one more goddamn poem,
not a poem.
I ain't like the poem.
Through that damn, it took 3 hours.
I ain't like the poem.
That is the longest one of all. Because you want to read. The best one, it was the best one, but you want to read goddamn 2 hours worth of poems.
Let her be an opera
and then
black
break
girl.
Down in the middle of them and then come back. But one thing I will say is, I definitely enjoyed it. And I didn't realize that Brandy had so many songs.
Huh. She's the queen.
Huh?
She had a lot of songs. But I'm Team Monica all day.
Huh?
No, Monica had jokes.
I'm Team Monica all day. But Monica, I don't know if she either said, look, goddammit, this is a volunteer situation. Y'all ain't paying me, so I ain't giving my full effort. Or if both of them just wanted to be petty. Or maybe Ray J was just hyping Brandy up and Monica team was whack as hell. Because her whole vibe, first of all, how do you even forget the lyrics to your verse of The Boy Is Mine?
I don't think she
did. No, she didn't forget. They say she didn't want to sing it since Brandy owned the rights to it and took it off of her stream.
Playlist. Oh.
See, I didn't even know.
So did that makes sense.
So did y'all hear about the story behind the AMAs?
No.
When they actually performed the song together?
I thought they fought.
I thought,
Monica socked Brandy in the face or whatever right before. So when you go back and look at the performance, like you can see all the
attitude.
You can see all the attitude. Yeah,
it's on YouTube.
The performance, yeah. But, and then Dallas Austin later on went and talked about it and was like, yeah, Brandy. According to Monica, Brandy looked like she was about to say something slick to her.
But y'all know Monica.
So because she was gonna say something slick,
Monica. But y'all know y'all can't test the gangster. Y'all know Monica's a thug.
Yeah, Monica's. So
but
nice.
I know Brandy. She made a comment on there, and she was like that them sitting there, them getting there, was the first time in 8.5 years they actually had been face to face and spoke.
But you do know they did a duet after The Boy Is Mine, right? It just came on my playlist.
Yeah, they
when
did.
I was
they did.
It's another song that they did together.
And then Brandy also alluded to, like, when they started talking about kicking in the doors or whatever.
Uh-huh. That was funny.
And Monica was like, nah, we ain't even going to talk about that.
But didn't Monica just make a post towards Brandy, like, something nice? She said something
nah, they
nice
were there.
But to be honest, it's always the people who make the beef and the energy.
Make it worse.
Because people were saying, you know, it's this one little meme going around, and it looked like Brandy is, like, forcing Monica to hug her. But they said, right?
No, it did.
But then
like
they said, if you go look at Ray J's photos, Monica initiated that hug. Wow. She was twerking on her. I saw the pictures.
Well,
like, they were playing around.
Somebody had a whole video. I think it was on Brandy's.
Yeah, they
were
playing
around. It was on Brandy's
around.
IG, but she had an actual video. Somebody else recorded it. But they were playing around. Monica was dancing by her, and they were hugging. Like, it looked very genuine.
Nah,
just getting one little snap.
Yeah.
Like they do with anything. Like the media does with
everything
else.
It did look genuine.
Yeah,
but Monica, I was just like, she could have gave me
I think that's
her
just
more
attitude,
energy.
She still got kind of a little.
I think that's just her demeanor. And,
yeah, but she still
No, but you could have. Yeah. But both of them was petty. But they did have their little petty moments, though.
I think them shoes that Brandy wore was petty.
No, that was petty.
I think she did that shit on purpose.
Monica shoes.
I think she did that on purpose.
But no, they pulled up the actual shoe. It's some type of designer heel.
No, it is. But she could have wore a different
shoe. Could have wore any other shoe in that one.
Okay, listen.
But
listen.
Even Monica, for a minute, it took me time
Monica
to realize.
Trash.
Yeah, it took me time to realize if her pants was actual pants
or boots.
They said she looked like, what's his name from Shrek? Sir. Yeah,
she yeah. did.
Sir. Nah, she looked like
that dog on Fendi shirt or, jet or whatever you call it. It was them stitches all get out.
Like, what they said, white chicks with the little button up.
You got to understand, like, Monica has a vibe. Monica has the classy, bougie, ratchet, she's designer, like, you know, you're going to know what I'm wearing.
She's
type
straight
of vibe.
Atlanta.
But then, you know, Brandy is the awkward black girl. She is bohemian chic. That's how she is.
No, though. But you know what was the funniest thing about that was Brandy's song came on. It was one of the ones from the new album. And Monica was over there vibing, right? And Monica was like, it got done. Monica was like, damn. That's when I knew it was genuine. She was like, this make me want to go be grown. Brandy looked. Brandy said, you are grown. Like, she looked so confused. Yeah. And Monica was like, no. Like, they had a whole moment. Right. She was like, no, be grown. Like, you know how when you're single, but you want to go. And Brandy was like, oh. Like, she really. So, it's funny because you can tell totally they are. They're totally two different personalities. They're totally two different people. You can tell Brandy is more of that sheltered and made music for them. And Monica is the straight, like.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a quick story.
We come
Brandy.
To kick in your door.
So, did y'all mention. And Brandy did kind of grow up in the hood just.
I can't tell. Because let her tell it. She don't even claim. She didn't claim Callie Lee's on that show. She's like, I'm from Mississippi.
You gotta remember how she was raised.
I'm from Mississippi.
She could grow up in the hood, but her parents, her.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and Ray J kind of, he talks about
Ray
that.
Ray J is a thought.
On his first album.
But Ray J is the brother of all time because the way he hyped her up on that side and was her sidekick.
They are.
I love their relationship.
They are from like an actual well-known hood in Carson. But. Did y'all notice, did y'all hear when she said that she grew up in an acapella church?
Yes.
Okay, so here's my connection. So that's a Church of Christ, right? Mm-hmm. So you got the Church of God in Christ, Baptist, all these different denominations.
I couldn't stand Church of God in Christ.
Yeah, so Church of Christ is what actually.
Skirts down to my feet, my ankles.
I actually grew up in Church of Christ.
Where, I couldn't stand it.
Well, no. Church of Christ, where they didn't use.
Oh,
no,
we was Church of God in Christ. Nah, we was Kojic.
No, I know about Kojic. My sister's was Kojic, is Kojic, are
no,
Kojic.
We was Kojic.
But growing up. Knowing that just, we grew up in a no, you didn't even get that.
No.
You didn't even get that.
You just got your voice.
Like you couldn't use no instruments,
yeah,
no
you
rhythm, just
your
voice.
Voice.
And when she said that, it brought me back because I remember because we grew up in a Church of Christ too. And when I found out Brandy went to a Church of Christ back then, I used to ask my mama, hey, because she would tell me, yeah, I know the church or whatever. So I guess we were
like,
affiliated.
Take me to the church.
Man.
Mama, I want to go to that
you
church.
You go to that church?
I believe in God if we go to that church, Mama.
I wanted to go to that
I
church.
I know it's
then.
Real if you take me to that church,
New
Mama.
Church, nah.
But nah, I think that was a pretty dope battle, though.
No, it was nice.
Just nostalgic. A lot of that Never Say Never album and that Full Moon album was like early on in my little relationship.
I have
we used to, yeah.
Album.
Yeah, yeah.
I've owned one Monica album.
I'm sorry. That song Borderline is fire. The one that she played off of her album last night.
First of all, I do like Borderline. I just don't like her whole album.
Okay, we're not finna have
that. Her whole album had like three good songs, and that was it.
Okay. And like,
but now that Monica new song, and I'm Team Monica
okay,
all day.
Yeah,
I don't know what the heck that
let's
was.
Let's get into that song. Man, that's
turn it off.
Put that on the. Oh my gosh, that is gospel.
I like
her vocals on
let me
that.
Tell you something. With this particular Brandy album, and I have it on vinyl.
Nice.
I was hyped up to get it,
and it
but I have to tell
that.
You, when I first listened to it, I probably like half of the songs. Immediately, I was like, okay, this is a bop for me.
Okay.
But when you listen to an album, the more you
listen
to it.
The more you listen
to it,
I'm telling you, that album grow on you.
I like the whole album now.
The album grow on you.
I'm like John Legend. When I heard his album, okay. I was like, oh, this is it.
Okay.
Every song was like, you know, at least 90% of the songs. But it be like that with albums sometimes. You have
you
to give them a
with
listen.
Them. You got to sit
You
got to
play
them
in the car.
But it's not
track.
That. It's not that you like them. It's that you didn't play the damn album so much. Now you know the words and you just.
But
nah,
no, but then, out. But then
I
heard.
I can listen to radio songs and start bopping to them, but I don't really like the song.
But see,
I
yeah, and see, Monica mentioned that in that battle when she talked about how they only give you 2 minutes to sing a song nowadays, too.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We so used to songs coming and going. And speaking of songs and Monica, what the hell was up with that C-Murder song that she.
I only heard one song.
First of all, that song she played, I was
with
Lil
Baby.
I was embarrassed for her. That song, like, I even actually went back to play the song after the battle was over.
Twitter loved it.
Twitter did, and I think Twitter just loved it because that's just show.
Is this the trenches song? Yes, I'm a go for Mara. It sounded like it'll bump hard in the car, but I wasn't like feeling it.
It sounded like she was confused. Like she was R&B love, and then she was like island. Like I don't know what she was trying to be, but it was just too much.
She's trying to do what new age people do. They sing, they talk. She was trying to do too much. You know how black do? Black sing, much. Black talk, black rap.
She could have kept that in the vault.
Here's my question. How do her ex-husband feel about her just
well,
like...
Well, you know, Shannon's off. Okay. You know, he from my
oh, basketball player.
But a little off. But, you know, I'm just saying, just the simple fact that, like, this was your ride or die the whole time. But
you know what? No, it'd be like that. I can speak for me. For most women, I personally believe that you have that one. You come across that one that...
Isn't that the guy who shot himself?
No, he died. He committed suicide. See, murder is masterpiece. Bro.
I know who C. Murder is, but who is her one?
That's what she's saying that C. Murder.
C. Murder, yeah. Her
one. Shannon wasn't no thug enough for her.
I just feel like you just have that one that you just kind of boo boo the fool for. You got that one that you can argue, fuss, and fight with. And at the end of the day, if that person calls you,
and then
they're there.
And then that song she played, Shoulda Known Better.
Yeah, that's my song.
That's about him.
Well, Shoulda Known Better was about him. But where I'm kind of confused with her is, didn't they only date for like 30 days and then he got locked up?
I don't know. He must
like, be. It was some real quick stuff. Like, I'm talking about...
Anike, don't you go writing no songs.
I'm talking about in the blink of an eye. Like, they literally dated. She came to a show and next thing you know, he got murder charged.
You can have an adventurous 30 days, man. A lot can happen in 30
like
days.
They weren't, and then that's why I understood why Master P, when I was surprised he didn't go on a rampage after... They got done, but now I understood why he went on a rampage like that. But no, literally, they were together like 30 seconds.
I didn't know they were ever even.
And then he got a case. But wasn't she like barely 18? Like,
y'all see the meme of Monica smoking a cigarette of the little girl smoking a cigarette? Saying, I can't believe that.
I didn't know she was 12 though when she did that. Now that shocked me.
Yeah, she had a. I went on her YouTube page a couple weeks ago. And she has this like little documentary leading up to her first album, and it's just kind of chronological, chronolizing. You know what I'm trying to say? I can't speak tonight. I can't speak no night. But
it's funny because her and Brandy though both just giving them their props. They both made history by 18.
Yeah, they were mad.
T-shirts is
sorry.
They was
mad.
But I tell you one thing. I know Brandy's kind of awkward, but one thing I do not like, but it's not going to deter me from, rotten.
What do you not like?
I don't like her lack of confidence. Yes. I don't like how she lacks self-confidence.
She does.
Does she? Or is that...
Do you feel like she was downplaying herself for the verses?
Is that a defense mechanism?
I really feel like...
No, because she's been like that across the board, though.
I think...
Kind of like almost like she airy, like...
She just don't believe... Like, even when it comes to... But I don't know if y'all remember when she had fake married old dude when she got pregnant and stuff. Mm. Like, she doesn't seem to ever have looked at herself as, I'm the shit. Like, not to say she has to have that type of attitude, but she doesn't carry that type of confidence like that.
But in her videos, she
videos don't count.
Videos don't matter because that's your job. We're going to make you up to look like what we need you to look like.
I think a part of that has propelled her in the industry... in acting and collaborating and doing all those things because she doesn't have that arrogance piece to her that a lot of people have.
Ray J got it all.
That blocks them from being able to collaborate with people because they're just so arrogant. But she still does seem like she has a lack of self-confidence.
She's trying, though.
Here's my theory on her. She's what they tried to make Whitney into.
I agree. Yeah. Now, that's a perfect way to put that.
Yeah.
But Whitney was just like, all out.
Whitney wasn't trying
before
to
before the drugs and after the drugs.
She wasn't trying to have no part of
good
it.
Good battle, though. Good battle.
Yeah, it was. All right. So, moving on, man. We got to say rest in peace to Mr. Chadwick Boseman. Did we say that last week? Did it happen afterwards?
No, it happened Friday.
Happened Friday. Okay. Yeah, rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman, man. The Black Panther, Jackie Robinson, James Brown.
I loved his last one. The Five Bloods was
2020
my movie.
I haven't seen it.
I like that. It was that a movie weird. Was so, it wasn't weird. It was so weird. Cute. I like that movie.
Too much going on.
And that movie was so funny. Watch it high.
I keep hitting.
I'll do something else,
Okay, back to Chadwick.
wake up, wake up, wake
We also lost a couple of other people. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar.
Didn't we lose a basketball player?
Yeah, Mr. Cliff Robinson. He the one that made the headband popular in the NBA. He played for the Portland Trail Blazers.
He must have played a while. Like, he was
Jordan era.
Okay, because I didn't know. I saw that he died, but I wasn't really sure.
Clyde Drexler, and then the coach of the Georgetown Hoyas for so long, Mr. Coach Robinson? John Robinson, I think his name is? Yeah.
That's what Allen Iverson was talking about.
Yeah, yeah, that was Allen Iverson's coach.
Iverson's still around?
Yeah, he took a chance on a lot of young, labeled trouble.
Iverson must have been one.
Well, yeah, because all these other schools passed up on Iverson and didn't want him, and Coach saw something in him and said, you know what? He was more about mentoring these young men.
Is he a black coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was out there. He was there forever. Ever since I was a kid, he was there.
Like white hair. Like,
so, yeah, man, rest in peace to those, you know, black kings. Man, are we getting payback for something in 2020? For something we did in 2019?
When you think about it, it just seems it seems like it's hitting harder because of where we are.
Yeah,
but every year we say the same thing about a core four or five people.
You know, they're supposed to come in threes, you know.
Remember that? What was it? The end of 2018 when all them people just died, like right after each other?
Yeah. And then it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
God was coming back on the horses and the head, the men with no heads, and yeah, the earth was going to split.
And speaking of this Chadwick thing, one of the things I seen on Twitter, I seen a post, wish I would have screenshot it, but I was half asleep. The kids that were taking the pictures.
Oh, the little memorials.
Don't talk about the pictures.
I'm just saying.
The little memorials.
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Don't talk about it. Let me tell you something.
People was putting it out there.
Let me
do
tell you something.
Do you think the kids did that or the parents?
No. Let me tell you something. As a mother.
Can we tell the people what we're talking about first?
Sure.
So we're talking about.
I ain't gonna try these babies.
No. I just threw it out there. So
go on and tell them.
So we're seeing all of these pictures of like kids posting with like
the Avengers and the other people standing around.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Black Panther figure in the middle.
But the kids are like crying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can't tell kids that.
But y'all not gonna try that with these kids because I'm gonna tell you these kids as a mama.
So, but hold on. My question is this. Is it a publicity stunt?
No.
I don't think it is.
I don't think so. I think for some people, now don't granted, some people may want to go, you know, viral, make some money. I get it. But
they might be trying
to pimp their kids out. So it may be like that for the parents or the person who's taking the photo.
That little Mexican boy looked a little Rico Suave to me.
No. For these kids, though, it's like that because what you have to realize, like, or not even realize, like, kids have emotions, like little kids, like my 4-year-old. For the life of me, I didn't want to tell the child. I was scared to tell the child that something happened to this man because he is a huge Black Panther fan. My son, I lied to this boy. This boy came to me and was like, "Mom, Black Panther dead?" I was like, "Nah." But really, Black Panther ain't dead. So I feel like I didn't lie because it was the person who played him.
Exactly.
So I'm like, no.
So who are they crying for?
Because kids can't disassociate between
the actor and the character.
And that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So when I asked him,
just like Spider-Man.
Right. I woke up to him bawling. Like he was screaming and crying. I thought something had happened.
Why didn't you bring my son over?
I thought something happened. So when I got up, I said, "Peanut, what's wrong?" He said, "Black Panther died." I said, "How do you know?" He said, "TikTok." he said, "Everybody has seen it on TikTok." But long story short, he made us watch Black Panther. TikTok. And when you talk about the superheroes being in a circle, the funny thing was, I don't know if parents are doing that, but I watched my son do it. And what I seen him do was in the movie, remember when he got crowned king and they went to go lay him in the sand or whatever.
Right.
But the people were standing around him. He actually recreated that
moment. So he didn't see anybody do that?
No. At that time, no. He actually recreated that moment. And it's funny because he took his costume, his helmet and all that, the face mask or whatever. He laid it across my couch and he would not let nobody touch it. And he was like, "No, mommy, that's Black Panther." And when that part came in the movie, he's just like, "Don't die, Black Panther. Don't die. Get up, get up." And when he got up, he was like, "You got this. I knew this." And so when I sat down and explained to him, like, "This is Black Panther. He will live forever. This is," I called it Mr. Chad. I said, "This is Mr. Chad. That's who died." But in the movie, I also had to realize that he was more of a human than he was a superhero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for him to be four, even though we're seeing it as two different people, he's seeing this as one person.
So, you know, right. You know what a good thing to explain to him is that you should actually get him into the actual comic of Black Panther. Because do you know who replaces Black Panther in the comics?
Cool.
His sister.
Really?
She becomes a Black Panther. Suri.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they're talking about that being one of the options to go because it'll actually follow the comic book.
Oh, but now they started Black Panther 2, so are they going to...
It's going to be the girl, Lupita.
Just do whatever they did with him up to, and then it switches to her.
Yeah. So they're probably having to rewrite the whole thing. But like in the comic, I guess he gets hurt or something like that.
Okay.
So yeah. So
he had already got hurt in the comic previously before this happened?
Yeah. And then his sister ended up...
So they may just let the sister do it.
Yeah. I think that would be pretty dope because they were throwing different names. Like, dude that played in...
We don't need another, like, man.
Twilight. Nah. That dude.
What kind of, like, what was the guy didn't that died he save? In,
Oh, he died, didn't
what
he?
What was that movie?
Killmonger.
Nah, but that's the thing. That was
Killmonger
the, that
died?
Was the, Killmonger,
like,
I don't
the,
think died.
So that's the whole thing because the, one of the options was just to bring Killmonger back.
And let him actually be king and with the right mentality.
Because again...
Which would make sense.
Again, going back to the comic... The actual comic, Killmonger and Black Panther had a better relationship.
Mm.
You know, they were kind of like, I don't know if you into the X-Men, but Magneto and Charles, they fought for the same thing, but just fought different. They had different views on the same. They was trying to get towards the same
before
goal.
Before he became a villain.
Yeah. But even when he was a villain, they had the same thought.
Yeah.
They had the same goal.
They just went
I guess.
About it the wrong way.
Yeah, they just went about it the wrong way. So that's what Killmonger and Black Panther's relationship was like. So that was an option. Then they started bringing in all these other weird dude that played in Twilight.
They could just let me play Black Panther.
Okay, moving along. What's our next topic here?
So, yeah.
You a natural born hater.
So.
You ain't got your eyebrows, did?
I did my own eyebrows. Pepe made me cut it.
Did you find a pencil?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I'm penciling.
I know the next time she asks and solicit information on Facebook for something that she could pick up a phone and call or text.
What was that about?
That's what I wanted to know.
I was doing my eyebrows, man. You know, I do my
eyebrows. And then you see some chick jumped on there trying to give her an answer.
Did you mess up Champagne?
Like remember we talked about being friends with certain people on social media?
Oh, yeah.
This is exactly what. But no,
she won't delete me.
Anika, how you doing over there?
I was raising a Pepe Bart.
She ain't tired. She waiting to go get back to her right. Okay. Boo.
No, I
that she about to go write a song about.
I gotta cook tomorrow. I gotta wake up 7
so,
in the morning.
Okay, now we found I'm gonna get you out. This is why the reason why I'm directing this back to you. And you killing it with the food too. Just like
I'm not. Okay.
Yeah, we just you know. But the reason why I'm directing this back
at
you.
You never told me about that anyway.
What, the food?
Yeah, because I dropped it off and then I never, you text
me. Food was fine. I'm telling you, she made, I talked about it the next show. Yeah. You weren't here. I talked about it. Matter of fact, it was our last show before we took a break. And she made some salmon with the, what kind of pasta? Shrimp pasta, fettuccine. Oh my gosh. And then the bread was only good one day. Because I had to put it in the refrigerator, so when I tried to heat it back up.
You're not supposed to put the bread in the refrigerator.
Yeah. I am a single guy trying to figure this shit out.
Turn to that Olive Garden bread.
And then the broccoli. You know what I mean? Like, the food. I was in comatose after I got done. It was just a lot of food for me. So,
enough for 2 days.
No, as well be. No. One serving could have lasted me 2 days.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did something different with that first one or if it was just because it was still warm and oh my gosh.
Well, are you describing something else?
Maybe I am.
Okay, you said you was asking, you was coming back to her.
Okay, I was coming back to you.
I'm not saying it's like you describing something else.
Warm and
it was warm and
I don't know that first
was
one.
Nothing
though.
To eat on for 2 days.
Right, I was comatose.
That macaroni.
Ooh, that macaroni.
Oh, so it was cheese.
All right.
Wah.
Oh wow.
How cute.
Yo.
Never mind.
Yo.
I will.
Macaroni in the pot.
I will be respectful since you are in a relationship.
We don't care about that, boy.
He about to go back to his country.
Bruh. Care about him.
How your sister doing?
Didn't you say he was coming back to her?
Never mind. Yo, okay. Hey, so, I've just been watching her page lately. Yeah. Just,
what I do?
No, okay, sorry.
What I do?
So they I was perusing they on they Facebook.
They grown now.
Who are we talking about?
Who is Jesus?
Okay. topic time, ladies. I was perusing on Facebook today, and my sisters, I won't say her name on here. Very close sister, love her. She had this post, and it reads as the following. Listen up, trash. My single ladies.
Trash.
And I definitely want your opinion on this because you mentioned something that has to
that's
do with this.
That's because that man tricking her.
Okay.
If you got it.
See, and that's another thing, too, about this. Hold on. Her. Let me get into the quote. Only when a man God dang it. Here I go.
Always messing up.
Only when a man persistently demonstrates that he is willing to give up his time, that he is willing to put real work into catching you, and that he's honored to take you on dates and treat you like a lady and does so for a significant length of time, only then is he qualified to be considered. Yes, considered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all crazy as fuck.
Let's break this down.
Y'all crazy.
Wow.
Crazy as the fuck.
So at what point did Rico
Suave?
Yes, let's just say Rico Suave.
Rico Suave.
It didn't get. I even thought maybe I need to rewind this back and listen. But didn't you say you got creeped out?
No, I didn't technically get creeped out. I was just annoyed because in the back of my mind, it's like I work with you and you just in my face. You always
and you told him this.
Yeah, I told him
so,
this.
This goes back to my question.
I told him like after the fact when I started to talk to him.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
She was like,
we're gonna
you know
tell
you really
right in there. There. We ain't telling you after the fact nothing.
But see, this goes back to what. Go ahead.
I told him I was like, I don't want to be involved with nobody.
This
period.
Is that is totally that different from what this young lady said on this post.
But no, but old boy was persistent.
He was.
And I guess
my
point.
That's why she gave him a chance, even though she didn't feel like she was ready. But it wasn't because he was doing all that.
Right.
And she
right.
was like, I'm going to make you work for me. That's not what she was saying. Right. She was saying, I ain't really trying to do this.
But Champagne, this is what I was asking last week, too. At what point do no mean no? Because when I read this, I'm thinking that the female is just like not even giving this guy the time of the day.
Because you know what she's doing? She's setting a threshold and talking to her homegirls and saying, yeah, he checking for me, but I'm going to make him work for it. She probably does like him, whoever that guy is. Or she has put up a wall to say, I'm not even going to be checking for nobody until I see him doing da-da-da.
But I ain't
going to
lie.
Right.
That's
trash.
But that's how
trash.
It should be.
No, it shouldn't. Why should somebody have to chase you? See, this is what women do. They want you to chase
you
them.
You are a woman.
Then what you do, catch them, and then you make they ass chase you, and then they be on Facebook crying, talking about we shouldn't have to go through the pain before we can get to the passion. You shouldn't have to go through all this.
That's not
It's every I dated a dope boy story you've ever heard. Nigga whined, dined me, took me out, did me right, I fell in love, now he trashed, but I can't leave him though. He did all that. And they put up this facade.
Well, I don't know nothing about that.
And then after you do all that to get them, it's like, it's not, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Okay. See, what he did was he was chasing me. And then when he stopped, that was when he gave me breathing room to actually think. And then when he stopped, I was like, oh, well, he's not texting me.
But sometimes, too, it's not chasing. I shouldn't say that. It also depends on what. You're dealing with
a chase is no, that is a
that's
chase.
Not what I'm talking about. I'm saying it depends on what you're dealing with because, like, for example, she's dealing with a different nationality, or
they're a little different.
Okay.
So what we may see that as a chase or why the hell am I going through this? Like in certain people cultures, like
it was a culture shock.
That's
for me.
What they do.
Well, yeah,
yeah, but what she went through ain't what this lady here talking
what she
about.
Talking
though.
About?
But what she's talking about
is trash.
I don't see it as it's right. courting.
It ain't courting.
And you're,
okay, so you're saying
it's not courting
so
to
even,
do all that before a woman even considers.
Yeah, so that's what gets
even
me the whole.
Even considers?
Yeah.
Are you crazy as
so well? Hold on, but in that in courting, okay, because what I understand is like the lady is just like, nigga, no. You know what
right.
I mean? Like this goes
why
back to what I said.
I didn't hear her say, nigga, no.
But hold on, but she
I heard her say, sis, know your worth.
Okay, I get that. But this goes back to what I said last week.
Shay,
at what point in the climate that we live in,
yeah,
and I'm trying to pursue a woman and she's telling me she's not interested, but she really just trying to see how, like, at what point am I just being like Pepe Le Pew and just chasing after her?
Now, just this is the thing. This is the thing. You can say how much you like a woman all you want. Mm-hmm. What she's saying is she wants to see actions besides what you're saying.
Correct.
But right. her ass ain't doing the same thing.
But she didn't say she wasn't doing the same
consider.
Thing.
Consider. You mean to tell consider. Me this woman is that, doing that, this that's a strong word. It? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I still agree.
Nah, bro.
And I just say I agree because in for me...
Your energy got to match my energy.
For, I do agree that...
Ain't that what she said in the...
Because every masculine center person needs to know their worth.
I do agree that energy should match. But I just
give
know,
me something.
I just know for she me. I mean, it. I am giving you something. Obviously, if you still pursuing and showing me that you're consistent, you have a little bit of my attention.
She
if I know if
Donald
I can
Trump.
Sit here and see that you're being consistent, we're
so,
talking.
So she's willing to give you a smidgen of attention while you out here taking her on dates, picking her up, worrying about what
I'm
the,
telling you right
worrying
now.
Worrying about
I'm
what
not,
to wear.
I'm not giving
doing
all you 100% of me.
So wait.
Until I know without a shadow of doubt.
So wait.
That's fine.
No,
that
right.
you are
but,
consistent.
But are you
going to
match his percentage?
Probably not.
No. Exactly, because y'all
exactly,
trash.
No.
Why?
Because they trash.
Hold on.
Because me, because for as a for a woman, I can, for some women, me match. First of all, some women besides Shay. Okay, Shay's not included in this shit when I say some women, but women naturally. We're going to go the bad. Like we want to spoil, we want to do this. And some of the stuff that some women want to do and desire to do, every man, just like the tables can be turned on a man, every woman don't deserve that.
Gotcha.
So it's like before I go ahead and match your energy and do all this, like I want to know that from get-go the whole time, this
but
is who
why,
you are.
Why should the other person not have that same benefit? You know who does that? Weak-ass men. Weak men and weak women do
again,
all that.
Again, everybody's included in this conversation but Shay.
No, because it's studs or masculine or centered women.
I was going to say.
But I ain't going to lie. Studs do it. They do it before actual the men do.
They
trust.
Will, but guess what?
Baby.
Guess what? They weak as fuck. We say the same thing about our community as other men be looking at other men saying,
Shay telling
weak,
y'all
bro.
Shit all this right here.
Look, I ain't
but
have to
when
do
we,
none
but
of that
when we leave out of here, Shay sing a whole different tone.
Look, I ain't
she
sing
a whole different tone. Look at her rubbing the knees. Shay know what
I
it
have
is.
To do none of that though.
Shay know she talk all this.
But look.
She talk can, all this.
Check me out. Can a man do this without taking her on a date?
Shay can't.
Exactly.
Shay talk all this to hype y'all up.
It's a part of who you are. It's a part of your demeanor. It's a part of your energy. When somebody likes you, mm-hmm. yeah, you can do those things, but that shit stops when the energy is not matched. There is no way I'm going on more than 2 dates with a woman and she does not initiate a date or ask to take me somewhere to experience something
okay,
after
question.
I've taken her out
question,
twice.
Question. Good question. Okay, question. So you're saying that if the energy is not matched, the example you gave is if you take her out on 2 dates mm-hmm. and she does not ask or take you. So my question is when you say take you, so if we're going, if you take me on 2 dates, right? And I come to you and I say, hey, babe, let's go do a date. But I just ask, that's enough? Or if I you're asking for me to treat you.
I'm saying, okay, so this is real talk, right? So it depends on what mood I'm in. Sometimes I'm in a mood, especially if I've kind of talked to somebody a little bit before and I felt like it was like, and wasn't really worth the energy. I make you put in a whole lot more energy to get my time. The
but ain't
time
that
around.
What she just said?
No, I said the second time around.
Okay, so, you gave him a 5-second tryout.
If this is an initial, brand new, you know, first of all, I think there's a difference that people don't want to acknowledge. There are women who pursue masculine
Absolutely.
Individuals. And if you pursue me, you need to pursue me. So that means the first time we hang out, don't be hinting at what we could or should do. You jumped in my fucking inbox. So you say, look, I'm trying to vibe. When are you? Nobody. When are you available? and if you come at me like that and I be like, yo, I'm good this time, and you set up the first meeting, even if we went somewhere and you set it up because you wanted to pursue me, I probably would still pay for it. So for me, it's not even about so much paying for stuff, but it's too many situations where women want to go 1, 2, 3, 4. No. Even if on the third time you came to me and you was like, hey, you know, I really enjoy going to whatever. And you know what? I saw this art in a park that I think you would like. Or I saw this, whatever. You want to check it out? Even when we go to the food truck to get food, I'm probably going to pull out my wallet to pay. Mm-hmm. I commend you when you say, no, I invited you. I got it. Mm-hmm. I might let her get that. But my point is still the same. Like, women making feminine energy. We're going to stop saying women. Feminine energy always thinking you have to put forth the effort. You have to come up with the plan. You got to, no. You need to do something too.
See, and we're not saying, so I know the person who made this post. And
where she
is? I'm just saying, we're not saying
right
that.
Around the corner.
Right, she is around the corner. But we're not saying the energy is not going to be matched or should not be matched.
It's impossible
for
energy to be matched when you tell somebody they got to go through all of that. Just to be consistent.
It's not impossible. It's almost like it's a job. When you go to apply and put your application in for a job.
So are you not applying for a job too?
You have, obviously not if you come to me.
Okay, so but the way I read this is that you go apply for that job and they say, nah, you don't.
You're being hazed, bro. That is
no,
hazy.
That dude applied for a job.
That's hazy.
He applied for a job. Now he on his 13 weeks of training to make sure that he wants to be there.
So in this scenario, the lady is saying, yeah, you can take me out.
Okay,
is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah.
No, she said, read it again.
Only when a man persistently demonstrates that he is willing to give up his time, that he is willing to put real work into catching you, and he's honored to take you out on dates and treat you like a lady and does so for a significant length of time, only
that's
then...
And two main things. She says catch.
Okay.
Wait. As if you're chasing.
Fishing.
Catch,
fishing.
And the second one is significant. What's significant?
First of all, nothing in that says that there's a time frame for her.
She says significant.
But what it is, to me, what I'm hearing... is that
you know
when you're dealing,
be like, well, I'm hearing when you clearly just read it, and we all heard
deal
the same
with
thing.
We go offline.
Okay.
However, you have some men, you have women, you have some people. We'll just say people. You have some people who really do not put in the effort to actually do stuff. And to me, your time is valuable, right? So you're not just going to give your time to anybody and everybody. So what I'm seeing in her post or what I'm hearing is once he sit here and she's not saying, well, if he initiates, she initiate. But I hear what she's saying is, okay, well, if he consistently gives his time, makes time
right.
for her
okay.
in his busy day.
Okay.
He consistently do that, then he's worth.
That's an avenue.
The time.
She threw out dates. She threw
well,
out.
Well,
I have specifically seen women say, we not gonna talk on the phone and chill forever. You need to be taking me out.
No, well now I've done that. Because my thing is this. If I know I'm serious. I'm dead ass. But the reason why I did it is because my
that
thing
means
is
you
this.
Need
no, no, I am very I'm just spoiled. But my thing is this. If I sit here and give you my number, right? And we converse and we're texting and talking, however it looks, FaceTime, whatever, that only goes so far. To me, if we're going to talk in text, then to me, I'm going to already count you out because that goes back to giving your time. You're given 2 seconds to send a text message or whatever. But you're busy just like I'm busy. So if you wanted to pursue me or if I wanted to pursue you, so we're going to spend our whole quote unquote trying to get to know each other through phone. Like I can't get to know you through texting.
So if if I ask you out and you decline as a man, I should just walk away.
Absolutely.
If you, it depends on why I decline.
Nah, walk away.
Because you could have asked me out and say you could not have kids and I could have kids, mm-hmm. or I could have something going on in life. You could ask me out and just at that moment you asked me out, I really could not.
But that's
accomplish.
Not how
but
that
you
works.
Can't discredit
what
him
you do is you
because
get
he asked you out. And
you
no, I know. I never said no. He said he asked me out. No, his question was
because that's what I'm getting from this.
No, his question.
That's not
no,
how I asking somebody at work. You say, well, what time is good for you? Shit like
right.
That.
No, but his question was, if I ask you out and you decline, should I walk away? And my response was, it depends on why I decline.
Okay.
So if we have a conversation, you like, and you're like, hey, can we go out? And I ain't got no fucking reason to decline, but I just said no, just to see if you're going to ask me again. Hell walk
if
away.
If a woman is feeling you.
Okay, because that's what I was getting from this, that attitude that yeah. a woman was
like, if I just decline because I just declined.
Right, for your help. What she's saying is, before I even consider you valuable enough to get my time, you got to do all this pursuit first.
And see, that's kind of like a double negative.
There's no interpretation. That is literally what she said.
Hold on. And I'm agree with you, because that's, I'm reading this like a double negative. How am I supposed to be doing all this time and I'm not even being considered?
When somebody feeling you, listen to what I'm saying.
First of all,
you gonna show me something.
First of all, gonna lie. A lot of y'all niggas do this shit anyway and don't even know. She just put it on Facebook. But a lot of this is already done even brought to y'all knowledge.
Let me tell you something.
What you mean?
When you wake up and activate your savage, you don't do that shit no more.
Okay, again, this conversation is for everybody but Shay. Shay activates this savage.
You stop doing that.
But what
that
I'm saying is the average person who's not Shay does not wake up.
Man,
the way
first
she
of
just
all,
explained.
Women sitting up here going on dates and being treated by three, four different people.
It's called courting.
You know how expensive it is? If you're the masculine person and you got to do that with four different women because you're always leading and initiating, taking people on dates, ain't nobody doing that shit no
more.
Baby,
why you yelling?
Ain't nobody doing that no more.
Thank you.
When a woman feeling you, guess what? You ain't got none of that shit. She'll be like, I want to take you out.
Y'all know how I know Shay lying. Because I just said I'm all of that.
I don't
want right
to know none of what y'all doing.
She be lying. She be frightened for y'all.
Hey, Nika, what do you feel?
I am sweet as
Shay.
I am sweet as pie when I'm feeling somebody. I am a teddy bear straight up. But in order for me, just like women be like, in order for me to be vulnerable and soft with you, I got to trust you. Fuck all that. You need to meet me from day one. With what you expect from me.
Because you're going to give you...
Don't ask me for nothing you can't give me.
Because you know what? You don't give it a representation of yourself. You give like 100 cut.
And the reason why I do that is because it's like, I tell them straight up,
she gave me a representation.
I ain't doing this, and this. Or this is how I feel about this, and this. And I believe in reciprocity.
That's what you're saying.
When you tell them...
That's
I was
what
gonna
you
say
said.
Something real nasty.
That's what you said. Because that ain't what she said.
I don't want to know what
you
said.
Remember the first time we sat
on your couch, King Rowland? That ain't what she said.
When you leave with a tone of reciprocity, which I mean, I get it. First of all, I'm not a dude. Dudes think a whole lot different than me because dudes want some ass. Mm-hmm. That's just be real.
That's what you
want.
What do you want?
Nah. I'm saying you. I want home cooked meals. I gotta move a different way. You understand what I'm saying?
I love it.
So when you trying to get something, mm-hmm. I don't blame women for being like, nah, you gotta do a little bit of extra because I know what you
with
want.
That,
But you can't treat every person like that because a real dude who got his own, who looking for a queen, who trying to do this, trying to do right by her, he ain't finna be doing all that without her matching his energy. Significant amount of time. No, I'm gonna ask you to go out. I might ask you to go out twice, but after that, like, what's up?
Yeah.
Either we chilling at your house because you trust me enough to let me in your space, or you're going to invite me somewhere.
Yeah.
And again, like I already said, I may even pay when you invite me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But the point is that you need to be doing some of that by the second or third outing or a situation where we are together.
Well, she didn't put a time frame on it, so that's
significant.
Could have been.
Since you know who wrote it, you ask her what's...
Yeah, you want me to text her? I'll text her.
Ask her what's significant.
But that could have been 3 dates. She didn't put...
We could probably have her on the show.
Sis,
the invitation is yours. But hold on. I'm about to take it a step further.
Yeah, let's go further. Read that one.
And stop lying
to the people. I'm not taking a step left.
Hold on. I want to get your thoughts about this.
Me and Shay about to end this relationship live.
No, Anika, you heard what was said back and forth, right? So did he creep you out at any point?
Nah, he didn't creep me out.
But she said it was cultural. A lot of other men from other cultures.
I was really culture shocked. I will say that.
Was this your first time dating somebody outside of your race? Welcome to the club.
I grew up to always know, date somebody in your race. Not saying that, you know, we're against dating outside of our race, but like, I've always pictured myself being with somebody that we share the same culture.
Don't knock it till you try.
Has anyone outside of your culture ever pursued you though? For you to say
don't
no?
Don't knock it till you try it, honey.
But
not to that level of like, I want to be with you. Oh. Like,
so you want to be with him?
She with him. What you talking about?
No. It's one thing to date somebody.
She,
no,
we.
But you can see yourself long term with him.
Like, yes, his crazy.
I learn something new every day, which is a good learning experience. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's not like it's like, oh, I don't know about this type of way because your culture. Like, it's, I learn okay, something
let me ask
new
you this.
Every day.
New. Let me ask you this. That's his ring you wearing?
Nah. This is.
I'm just asking. He might have just, you know.
Maybe one day.
He might have sung "I Promise" in Spanish.
So did you? So before you got, know all the songs though. He.
That, hey, I just
so
got,
before
I just
you got with him, because you were in a relationship with King Roland just before we went to COVID. Did you talk? Did you talk to him about breaking this off?
No, she delivered me my final meal. Hey, and now the sister.
At least she did.
Now
that,
the sister is down.
They don't do that no more.
Now the sister is down with the swirl.
It's just caramel mixed with chocolate. It ain't like it's vanilla.
Yeah. Right.
They'd make a beautiful baby, though.
She just put a little bit of that
with good hair.
I'm happy for
and
you.
And he got a daughter, too.
Let me buy your baby bundles.
Now, you're not over here.
She live in New Jersey, though.
You're not over here trying to be mama.
So he ain't got none kids here.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't do that.
She cute, though. She's cute. She's sweet.
Okay.
She live with her mom. Right.
So
how is their relationship?
Okay no
she oh,
okay.
Their relationship, you would think that they're like best friends to the end.
That's dope.
She's actually engaged now. His daughter's mother
is
engaged.
That's super dope. That's...
And he just came back from New Jersey. And when he was out there, he video called me. He has a Samsung, so he uses Google Duo, which I don't like. Anyways, he
video
called me.
So he ain't got an Apple.
Because it's the Androids that get y'all anyway.
I told him to get an iPhone.
It's the Androids that pull y'all.
We can't date people that ain't got Apple.
Right. I told him.
Lies.
I'm making him get an iPhone.
Nah.
And he
tell
is.
That man to stand strong because
nah.
I ain't getting no Apple.
Nah, he getting
That's
an iPhone.
That's why she's still sitting to the left.
And he is.
To the left, to the left.
Anyway, so she already knows about me. So
that's super. That's maturity.
And the daughter knows about me. I met
How
her.
How old is he?
He's 36.
Oh, you got a season.
Hold on. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Yes. Yes, sis. Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
My dad was like,
we'll talk about this in
2 months.
My dad is 10 years old. Never mind.
My dad
was
like,
everybody I have dated.
We'll talk about this in 2 months.
Everybody I have dated had at least been 15 to 20 years older.
God dang.
The person I was married to was 25 years old. Because
she likes sugar daddy. You heard her say she's spoiled.
Right.
That's why we going to make it because I'm not going to spoil her.
I'm spoiled. And I just, I'm used, I've always dated older. So I'm just used to being handled a certain way.
It's hard to date somebody
And somebody that's 32, that's my age.
It's hard.
They can't give me what I'm used to. Because I did. I just tried to date somebody that was my age.
The dude that gave you COVID.
I just tried to date somebody my age, and he even had a kid. So I'm like, okay, cool. We parenting. We can, you know, maybe you understand these struggles.
I keep trying to tell her.
But shit, I felt like I had a fourth child.
I keep trying to tell her. I'm used to just upping and jumping and going somewhere,
and he can't match my financial stability.
I try to tell her the male to woman conversion. Mm-hmm. So you can date women your age because we already about 10, 15 years ahead.
You can't date. Yeah, you can't date guys.
That's the only reason
like
I put up with
her.
I don't like dating girls her age anyway.
That's the only way you put up with me.
From 27 to like 33.
Why she sitting here saying she don't chase?
Like 33 below.
We talked about that older woman last week.
Why she saying she don't chase?
Watch it.
Anike has the twitches over here. I think she got.
She ready to get to her boo.
She finna go
no,
put.
Really
hey, she
to
finna go put that water bottle to work.
You see, it's gone, don't you?
No,
she's preparing for her appointment tomorrow.
That winner.
You know I know I gotta drink all this water.
Yeah.
That's what give you that winner.
What? Macaroni in the pot. That's what I mean.
Nah, this is a dope conversation.
Yeah.
That macaroni and cheese. Hey, now, one of these, I ask a lot of questions because I'm just trying to really figure this out. You know what I mean?
What you figuring out?
Just the process. You
what
know
process?
What process?
All of this. None of this, all of this is foreign to me.
Dating
it don't matter if you're not ready to date, remember?
I'm not. But
dating
I'm still learning.
Trash.
No, dating is trash.
It's trash.
I'm still
learning. The first thing we agreed on all day today.
I don't want to be
a hoe.
No more.
You have said. To understand. You have to activate your savage.
Well, nowadays, everybody a hoe.
It don't mean you a hoe, but you have to activate your savage sometimes.
So, you know what? But sometimes, have you ever thought about an open relationship?
Man, anybody trying to do all that?
We have an open relationship.
I have a daughter at home.
You had a whole little baby while you was dealing with me.
Yeah, but you had a whole ring, bruh.
Because you didn't give me one.
I ain't giving you one.
So that's why we have an open relationship.
I have a daughter at home.
What?
So, what do I mean?
We got kids. Well, I got kids at home.
I told
Shay
you.
Shay got kids at home.
If you shit. Pepe. That's it.
I'm telling Michael.
Oh, little man. Oh, that's my twin, too.
Oh, I was like, wait, what y'all got going on?
I was afraid. I was like, what I did?
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. And
I'm
Nikkei
pregnant,
is
you
over
didn't
here.
Know?
Yeah,
Shay's the baby daddy.
if it don't come out looking like me, baby.
I had so that and with Eddie doing this last week, I just had so many jokes in
First
my head.
First of all, that picture, all he was missing was the bear skin rug. You know what that picture reminded me of? Remember the little Kim album when she was
spread eagle.
He redid the little Kim album. That's what he looked like.
That is hilarious. So I'm hurrying up, Anika. Hey, you ain't got to slam the bottle like that. God.
Your little ass purse trying to get out of here.
Listen, I'm not
ready. I'm going to let you get the king beef, all right?
You know what? Chorizo.
Her Peruvian prince.
She called him chorizo. Anika got to get the chorizo.
No, not tonight.
Is that what you going to the grocery store for, some chorizo?
No. First
you don't
of all,
go to the grocery store over there. Okay, you go to the market.
I don't eat red meat, so.
Ooh, okay. I bet not now.
All right, I'm not gonna say that. I said I wasn't gonna disrespect.
She got some yellow. What color
it
is it?
Pork is the other white meat.
What color? I just wanna know what color it is. What color is it?
Hey, do we gotta have this conversation?
Is it skin or no skin?
Oh my God.
What are we talking about?
She know what I'm talking about.
Man, I done been out the game too long. Look, y'all got anything before we get up out of here?
I'm done.
Huh, y'all got any shout outs? You know, Shay, I forgot, you know what I meant to do last week? And what I want to do every week when we end out is shoot you guys out and what you guys got going on the side. So,
what you already know.
Well, no, I just want the listeners to know.
Oh, Shay,
what y'all got going
still
on
doing these shirts and whatnot.
Oh, what's up with them shirts, though?
Oh, they'll be here by next. Like, I'll bring them with me next week.
That's cool.
Don't be rushing me. I got a 45-day processing time.
Hey, oh, dang. You like Fashion Nova.
Nope, Fashion Nova gets to you in 2 days.
You said 45?
425.
Oh.
Fashion Nova be there in 2 days.
Oh.
I'm like, damn, you want the other 10?
I thought you said 45. I was like, what?
So, yeah, what is that? Alex Press SS LLC?
Yes.
LLC.
Yes,
sir. LLC.
You said P-S.
Get all your custom shirts.
Yes,
I mostly
sir.
Focus on the custom shirts, but I also do bracelets, cigar numbers, / weed.
Can vocals. You do shoes?
No.
Are you going back to do your show?
I am gonna start doing my show. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna wait until I put out a new episode. Then I'm gonna come tell y'all so y'all ain't sitting here waiting. Because I was gonna bring my homie with me tonight. And she had working stuff.
Is that the one you mentioned last week?
Yeah, my homegirl.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is have her on my show because she's like the voice of reason, the balance of feminine energy.
Okay.
Because she'd be like, you is a straight nigga.
No, so we know.
You know, but great advice. So,
all right. So, yeah. Coming. We got, so that's Alex Press LLC for all the fly ass shirts. And
she over here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So. We got shirts coming here pretty soon.
I can't wait.
Hey, Nikkei, what do you got?
I still got this food stuff going on. Food I'm designing.
Look, this nigga got her over here not even enthusiastic no more.
Food stuff.
She ready to get home.
At first
she
was like, I got private meal prep dinners and
gourmet
meals.
Look,
I got these EBT cards.
I got these plates.
No, I'm still, I actually had some business ventures going on in terms of getting a restaurant.
Dope.
But you know, I didn't want to really, I didn't want to speak on it because it's still trying to be set in stone. Yeah. So I didn't want to really touch too much base on that, but there's some opportunities out there that I'm trying to pray about. And, but you know, food, I love cooking.
food
though.
Just know, I need a job.
You ain't gonna start sprinkling pico de gallo on everything.
Just don't tell them how to follow you.
Yeah.
Don't tell them how to follow you.
But yeah, go ahead and follow me at Meals by Nikkei. That's Meals by Nikkei.
Is that Meals with a S or a Z?
With the S.
Meals by
I might fool around and change it though.
No, don't be changing stuff.
Why?
Why? Spell it right. People already confused. Hey y'all,
and I was gonna say the kids.
And if you're local here, I know I got people all over that listen, but if you're local here to the Atlanta area, she delivers. I am
no delivery fees right now.
Yeah, and the food okay, is food is actually fire. In my opinion, I feel like she gets too much food, but hey.
That's because she was breaking up with you. You didn't even know.
I was like, here you go.
She was sending you his your care
extra,
package.
Look, here's a little extra so you don't got
to
come back.
You don't have to go fishing and talk about it.
You ain't got to come back with this extra. So,
no, because when he go fishing, he don't have to come back on time. Hey. He be gone forever.
I'll bring my
Maybe beer. I need to ask a girl to go fishing with me. Hey.
Nah,
because
she don't want to go fishing.
Why?
I'm going fishing with you to tell Shay's you what go. To do with her.
Oh.
Never mind. I got somebody to shout out. I'm shout out my homegirl, Mimi.
Mimi Fawcett. No, I'm just playing.
She got this business. She got this business called Classy Claws.
With these nails.
Yeah. She do nails or whatever. You know, I went and got a pedicure last week.
Oh, good.
You should always get those.
Nah, I
Every
was.
2-3 weeks.
Look, man, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I had the messed
up.
You
had them dogs.
Yeah, but I've been working on it.
My own pedicure.
Now I've been working on it myself the last year. Went to a doctor and everything, and I had the callus.
You gotta get the little greater thing.
No, they gave me this medicine, and
it softens it up.
Yeah, and now my nail is flat. It's clearing up now, and just like it's this nasty story of me taking my football cleats off one day,
But your feet, good feet, man, that matters.
Yeah, man. So I've been working on that. A lot of self care with me. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
just you know,
I love that.
We need to go get some massages.
Oh no. That's what I'm doing. So Nikki, I be out in nature. I've been to therapy. Reading.
Yo,
I'm reading The Way of the Superior Man.
I'm
just
gonna
like,
say,
nah,
them fishies over there.
Oh no, not that. Though. But just you know. I just be going walking in nature and.
I just went to Roswell Mill yesterday.
Oh, okay.
The waterfall.
You don't want to hear about your dates?
It wasn't with him.
We didn't know.
First of all,
with him.
I'm just saying nature. I'm relating.
No. Yeah, just a lot of mental transformations.
She did not tell me about no issue.
So. But yeah, man, that was another episode. If Eddie don't come back next week, Eddie, you need to let me know in enough time too next time because I could possibly have a guest.
He was like, "Yup, I'm coming."
No, you don't need to let us know next time. You need to just find somebody to be in your spot.
Oh my god, she need a little.
She's
something
trying to relate.
Or be here on
time.
We're
gonna talk about this off because she need a little something from me.
She believe in replacements.
So we're gonna come back next
replacements
week.
Quick, honey.
We're gonna come back next week.
That's her sign,
attitude.
Though.
Why he over here taking sexy bearskin rugs?
Now you know he gonna come back and cuss you out.
No, he ain't.
So
he loves
is.
But yeah, so that's another episode. So
I'll put
out
some lashes
pocket.
And bat them for him.
We will see y'all next time. You dig?
Yes, sir.